WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The musical The Pajama Game is being revived in New York this weekend by the City Center Encore series Great American Musicals in Concert. The show is a romantic comedy set in a pajama factory that's in the middle of a labor dispute. The Pajama Game introduced such songs as Hernando's Hideaway, Hey There, and Steam Heat, and won the 1955 Tony Award for Best Musical. The songs were co-written by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross. After The Pajama Game, Adler and Ross collaborated on the hit Damn Yankees, which included their songs You Gotta Have Heart and Whatever Lola Wants. But the Adler-Ross collaboration ended abruptly after that, when Jerry Ross died at the age of 29. I spoke with Richard Adler in 1990, after the publication of his memoir, You Gotta Have Heart. This year, he was awarded the ASCAP Foundation's Richard Rodgers Award. Let's start with one of the hit songs from The Pajama Game.
Yeah! I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but it needs your love to keep away the cold, I got.
Back in the days that you wrote Pajama Game and Damn Yankees, 54, 55, was everything offered to Rodgers and Hammerstein first?
Everything was offered to everybody first before us. We were totally unknown, inexperienced, and when we were handed the Pajama Game by George Abbott, which was called 7½ Cents, the book, and we read the book, I really liked the book very much, and we got a break on that.
When you wrote a song for The Pajama Game, who would you have to play the song for before it got okayed?
George Abbott. Period.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of critiques would he give you?
Critiques? None. He would say yes or no. For the dictaphone song, he wanted a song in a that could be dictated into a dictaphone machine. They didn't have tapes in those days. They had dictaphone machines. So we wrote a terrible song called Dear Babe. And he thought it was terrible. We thought it was terrible, too. He said, give me something a little bit more unique. And then we wrote Hey There. And he liked that a lot and went into the show. Then when it was in the show, being a young, idiotic, and compulsive man, I suddenly thought, gee, this song, it's very lovely, but it maybe isn't commercial enough. And I wrote 6 songs trying to write around Hey There to get it out of the show. And Abbott kept saying, don't bother me, I like Hey There. Each time he would listen, and he, thank God, didn't succumb to my persuasiveness.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes, love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, that high-flying cloud, though she won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday she'll come to you. Better forget her, her with her nose in the air. She has you dancing on a string. Break it, and she won't care. Will you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you just too far gone to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
You work collaboratively with Jerry Ross, and you both wrote words and music, right?
Right.
What were the mechanics of the relationship?
Well, there were no mechanics to the relationship. We wrote every which way imaginable. Sometimes I would come in with a lyric or a melody, and he would elaborate on it. Sometimes he would, like for instance with Steam Heat. I went to the bathroom one day, and when I got in there, I decided, as I said before, I was a compulsive young man. I decided I'm not leaving this room until I've written a song about something in the room. So there were certain things you can't write about in a bathroom. Then all of a sudden the radiator started clanging and hissing, and I got the idea for Steam Heat. I wrote out a full chorus of it, got out of the bathroom, called Jerry, sang it to him over the phone. We got together the next day and elaborated on it. That's one way that we wrote.
After the success of Pajama Game, you very quickly got involved in writing the words and music for Damn Yankees. Was it easier to write a Broadway show the second time around?
No, much harder.
Why was it harder?
First of all, we had written with much greater abandon when we wrote Pajama Game because we didn't know what to be afraid of, like the critics. Though the critics were all marvelous to us in Pajama Game, we began to fear that they might not be in Damn Yankees, so we got a little bit apprehensive about that.
One of the best-known songs from Damn Yankees is You've Gotta Have Heart.
You've Gotta Have Heart is the best-known song I think probably I've ever written, and it became a tremendous hit in the show. It stopped the show from the first performance on.
Now listen to me, you guys. This game of baseball is only one half skill. The other half is something else, something bigger. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope.
Your songwriting partner, Jerry Ross, died after Damn Yankees at the age of 29. You were devastated by that.
I certainly was. I was devastated, and that was 35 years ago, and I'm still devastated by it. He was like my brother. He was my beloved friend, my younger brother, my collaborator. He was everything to me at the time, and it took many years of struggle before I was able to succeed once again. I really literally had to start all over.
Richard Adler recorded in 1990. He co-wrote the songs for The Pajama Game and Damn Yankees. The Pajama Game is being revived in New York this weekend by the City Center Encore series, Great American Musicals in Concert. We're going to hear Richard Adler singing with a songwriting partner, Jerry Ross, at the piano, as recorded in 1954 on the CBS radio show Stage Struck, hosted by Mike Wallace. It's a bonus track on the recent reissue of the original cast recording of The Pajama Game.
Today, the theater looks to the young composers who may become the humans of their day. Composers like Dick Adler and Jerry Ross. Right now, they're over in Boston helping to shape up a show in which they've done all the music and lyrics. It's the musical adaptation of the riotous novel about the pajama industry, 7½ Cents, which is called now in its stage form, Pajama Game. I'm told that you boys play and sing everything you write, so how about it?
Sure, Mike, we'll be glad to give you a sample of one of our songs just to show you how composers can butcher their own material.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway. Ole. All you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets. And no one cares how late it gets. Not at Hernando's Hideaway only. At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go, you will meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. Thank you. But if we go to the spot that I am thinking of, you will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's hideaway. Holy.
Songwriters Richard Adler and Jerry Ross recorded in 1954. This is Fresh Air.